Dawn, please pick up the phone. Hey!
Whoa.
Sorry. That was a bit overenthusiastic of me. I'm so glad you answered. No, there's nothing wrong. Everything's all right, as a matter of fact. I just wanted to speak to you. To hear your voice. Look, I know I never really say that type of stuff to you, but hear me out. Thanks. Lately, I kind of felt a bit out of my element. I haven't felt myself. And I know that's okay. Everyone has their off days. When I woke up early this morning, despite being so tired, I felt determined to start my day differently. And you know what? I wasn't mad about it. Since I woke up early, I was able to eat breakfast and enjoy it, you know? I took my time reading some news, just being in the moment and catching up, but slowing down. I know it's not a revelation, but here's the thing. It felt good to open space to appreciate the moments and the special people I have in my life. Like you. I thought nothing of it at first. Of course, without skipping a beat, I went about my day. I decided to take a walk in the park. I put on workout clothes as if I was going to take a run. I mean, why not, right? I didn't run. I took a walk in the park. My favorite park, which I haven't visited in months because work has been insanely busy. And I'm basking again in the moment, enjoying the scenery, the atmosphere, watching the people go about their leisure, listening to the birds whistle and the nice flow of water from the nearby fountain. Funnily enough, I didn't touch my phone at all. I kept it tucked away the whole day until this phone call. Anyhow, in that very moment, I had time to process and clarify the past few months or past years, the ups and downs and in-betweens. So many things had changed in my life. Circumstances, jobs, people. But there were two things that were consistent. My belief in myself that everything would work out the way it should. And there was you. You were there for me when I needed you the most. When I least expected anyone to be there at all. In life, we tend to reserve love and care for our family members or a significant other. With friends, we build this bigger bond that it's almost some unspoken word that there exists love. My point in all this is, I want you to know just how much I appreciate you. I love you, my friend. I love that you're in my life, and I have someone on whom I can lean on. I appreciate that we can find humor in the most trivial matters. I love that we can go for days without talking and pick up right where we left off. I love you because you are amazing, brilliant, and kind. I can't imagine my life without you. And I don't ever want to know what that would be like. So, thank you for being you. Thank you for everything good that you've brought to my world. Because everything good has been you.